Network Marketing 2.0, episode 039. For show notes, go to networkmarketing2show.com.
Live from the My Empire Pro Studio, it's the Network Marketing 2.0 Show with Ola Abitagu. It's time to upgrade your home business. Are you ready? Welcoming the host of the show, here's Ola.
What's going on, my friend? This is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro. I got some exciting lessons to share with you today. Network marketing is owned by Warren Buffett. What companies are they? Why is he buying a network marketing company? Or why did he buy network marketing companies? This is something I want to give you a special insight to this topic, because if you go out there online, you're going to find all kind of people trying to sell you another MLM with this topic and a very commonly asked question. And it's understandable. I get it. You know, everybody wants to sponsor people into their business. Everybody wants to recruit people into their business. And they should want to do those things because that's how you make money, by building a team of people who want to make money, people who want to build a business from home. So when it comes down to it, recruiting, sponsoring, it's an endless thing, and people will do whatever it takes to get that done, to recruit more people, okay? And some people will probably hide behind pretense and say, oh no, you don't have to. Yes, you do have to recruit people into this business to make money. Okay. This is not a sales job. It's a network marketing opportunity. For most people, it becomes an overglorified sales job, but that's not what you want. Essentially, most people join network marketing because they want freedom. They want a freedom driven lifestyle. You want to be able to travel whenever they want to travel. They want to control their own life. They want to live life on their own terms. So in order to do that, you're going to need to leverage. You're going to need to learn how to use other people's time to get what you want. You're not taking advantage of people when you do that. What you're doing is that you're bringing the forces of unification together to make something happen, to create bigger results than you would if it was a linear formula. It's not a linear formula. When you bring two people together to work together, if the vision aligns, then the result should skyrocket. The result should be exponential and not just times two. Does that make sense? So this is the reason why Warren Buffett is getting some good returns with his investment in network marketing companies. That's why, because in the exact quote, he said, it's the best investment he's ever made. Okay? The best investment I've ever made. That was said by Warren Buffett. He owns, last time I checked, he owned three companies. One is Carby Vacuum Cleaners. The other one is the popular Pampered Chef. The other one is World Book, which is an encyclopedia book, okay, that used to be sold door to door. I honestly, to be frank with you, I'm not sure that these companies, especially Kirby and World Book, still exist. I know Pampachev still exists. But the key thing that you should note there is that if one of the top three richest billionaires in the world would invest in network marketing, then maybe it's time that you take it a little bit more serious, okay? You're listening to me because you are already involved somehow, some way in home business, network marketing, or you are actively, or you were actively looking for a way to make money from home. So you should pay attention to this information. Why did it become a question in the first place that network marketing is a legit business? Why? Well, it has to do with the same reason why it's probably the most profitable venture anyone will engage in terms of low risk and high returns. Okay. Some people will say, yeah, I've invested over the past 18 years, I've invested $40,000. Over the past 8 years or 10 years, I've invested $20,000. Newsflash, that's not a lot of money. Okay. That's not a lot of money over a span of years. If you drop that kind of money one time, then I would agree with you. But if you didn't drop it one time, if this was just
life animal,
it's invested in some wrong moves, but you're still standing, you have to start paying attention to the value of time. Okay? So there's value of time involved in the fact that you invested that money over time. But my goal on this podcast is to share with you some tips that will allow you to get results faster. Okay? But don't consider your past journey. Don't consider your past journey a waste of time, because it's not. Okay? If you invested $40,000 over the past 8 years, you just went to college for 8 years and you paid $40,000. There is nothing out of the ordinary about that. At the end of the day, you're going to pay your dues. So if you make a lot of money in network marketing, if you create the results that you're looking to, or you create the kind of result that most people want, which is most people will only dream about it, right? Then you would have paid your dues. Sometimes it's in terms of time, sometimes it's in terms of money, and a lot of times it's a combination. The key thing is to never quit, because once you quit, then you're right. You threw all the money away, okay? And guess what? There's nothing new about that, too. There are people that go to college, they invest a lot of money, and all of that money, they're now practicing something else that has nothing to do with the degree that they received. Does that make sense? So if you're still here, I want you to consider yourself fortunate, because then you can still create massive results from all the lessons you've learned over time. Most people in network marketing that are successful today have been through quite a few opportunities. They've been through a long journey. But of course, a lot of time it will feel like it's an overnight success. There's no such thing. So if you have your success today, chances are you'll be able to tell a story of a good 5 years, 6 years of your journey. Maybe you've been through a few companies. You've been through a few opportunities. You've been through a few uplines. You've been through a few teams. But if you're ready, it comes down to one thing, your skill set. Okay? Yes, it's low risk and it's high return, and it remains that way. Okay, I don't care if you've invested $100,000 thus far in network marketing. Chances are you did that over a few years. So, in other words, it doesn't count as an investment. It counts as lesson learned, just like everything else in life. It counts as equity. You've been building equity all this time. And it's time to take this business a little bit more serious and then invest in your skills. Invest in yourself. Maybe all this while you've been investing in companies, the network marketing companies. You've been investing in magazines, in DVDs, in system tools that are not necessarily getting you results. It's time you invest in yourself, in your own education. Because this is your business at the end of the day. This is your business at the end of the day. And if you don't realize that this is your business and it's not the network marketing company's business, then the struggle will continue. But once you take ownership, then the business becomes yours. Then investing in yourself, in your own education, becomes a no-brainer, because you will always reap the reward. Okay? Because no one can take that away from you. You could change companies. You could change team. You could fire everybody in your team. You could fire your network marketing company and move on to another company because something else is more interesting over there. It comes down to how much you're investing in yourselves in terms of time and sometimes money. A lot of times, a combination. Well, the return on investment is going to be dependent on what you're investing in. So you have to be careful. Are you investing in yourself or are you investing in a company? Are you just buying stuff that is not necessarily increasing you as a person, or you're just paying for another opportunity, another shiny object? You have to be careful, okay? That's why what we focus on here is learning first. Then we make attempts. We've done it successfully multiple times to do earnings simultaneously together with that. And then we'll help you build empire. All right. So learning, earning, and building empire. That's what this is about. Okay. So yes, Warren Buffett invested in network marketing companies because it's still a viable business. A lot of people are making money. The founders absolutely have low risk and very high return. And you can too. But you guys, it's high time you start paying. It's high time you started paying attention to investing in yourself so you can learn the skills and you can take that skills into any company and make that company your very own best opportunity. Hopefully you are enlightened and educated, and I will see you on the next episode. Peace.
Are you ready to upgrade? Hey, Next2 Nation, for show notes, recommended tools and resources, free training, and access to our highly sought after Network Marketing 2.0 Deluxe book and other top producer courses, go to the website networkmarketing2show.com. That's networkmarketing2show.com.